because of gender and religion in Africa. The resurgence and public visibility of female leaders and ritual roles within African religiosity, either on the continent or in the new diaspora, I would argue, needs to be located in historical, sociocultural context. Because usually, literature would, and the public representation is that which shows, oh, women in Africa are very marginalized, they have no power, they have no space, you know. And we even run into the conclusion that, oh, African societies are patriarchal. I think that can be very problematic, because African societies are both patriarchal and matriarchal, you know, and so you cannot generalize. And it's very problematic to also suggest that, you know, women are totally disenfranchised, disempowered, and marginalized, and so on. And I want to look at the indigenous religions again to show that in the worldview, women, you know, play very important ritual role. They are ritually significant. They are ritually powerful. Because, for instance, if we look at the indigenous cosmology, look at myths of origin, you know, we have female figures in the pantheon of deities. Depending on the African community you are talking about, myths of creation, you know, there are instances where God is a woman. There are instances where God is both male and female. There are also several instances where divinities, you know, where deities are largely women. So, I think on this level, therefore, it's important to recognize the very significant ritual role of women. But women also serve as ritual specialists, as diviners, you know, as healers, as shrine attendants, as priestesses, and so on and so forth. But also within the indigenous political organization, you know, there's a kind of dual parallel system in some African countries of male and female chieftaincy. So we need to pay attention to all these dynamics within the traditional setting, instead of simply jumping to a conclusion that, you know, African societies are all patriarchal, oppressed women have no economic power. Because in some traditional societies, for instance, among the Ebe in Ghana, the woman is the head of the house. If you are married, you take on your wife's name, not the other way around. Where, you know, a woman now loses her maiden name and take on the other. It's the other way around. And so there are several examples like that. So I would argue that female religious actors, particularly within the AIC, Pentecostal Charismatic Christianity, are, in my view, partly staging a comeback to assuming the mythical traditional roles and ritual function for which they were largely stripped by colonialism and mission Christianity. And the argument I'm making is that it is colonialism and mission Christianity that stripped women of this ritual power. Where in mission churches, the wife of the pastor is just the wife of the pastor. They have no strong, it doesn't play that very important ritual, you know, role that she used to play. But this is changing again, because with the emergence of the AICs, we have several instances of women founding churches, or women leading churches. But also on the level of Pentecostal Charismatic churches, we have several examples of women founding and leading churches, you know. And in Edinburgh, where I live, some of the African Pentecostal churches were started by women. So we need to put this at the back of our mind. And I'm arguing that by democratizing certain roles and responsibilities, women have been increasingly incorporated into church administrative and liturgical structures in ways that mission churches before them failed to do. And I think they are also challenging what is happening in the mission churches. For instance, issues of women ordination. revisiting this issue. And I would again suggest that this growing feminization would also suggest how such religious repertoires are infiltrated within societies of African modernity. And this I can talk next week about. So, finally, let me just, this is my last slide. I'm asking the question, what is the significance of all this whole discourse of feminization? You know, what can one take away? I think there are two things for me which are important. One, I think it has become fairly clear that migration is also a gender phenomenon. Because if you look at the history of gender of migration, it was a male-dominated discourse until recently when we begin to see that no, women are both actors and benefactors of migration. Women are also becoming, or have been traveling, not only as defenders, but they are also who can see this in their personal roles. Female migration gives visibility, I would argue, to the kind of jobs that they do as both skilled and unskilled workers. Women are doctors, are nurses, they are engineers, they are lawyers, they are also cleaners, they are also prostitutes. A cross-section, just like what men do. Female migration is also a fulfillment of dreams and hopes, either for economic or social empowerment. Female and gender migration, I would argue, contributes both to prosperity, but also to poverty, depending on how we look at it. And it raises questions about transnational families and relations and networks. Whether the family is divided, wife is at home and husband is in Pretoria, or vice versa. I mean, it generates new ways of thinking about transnational families. Because even now, in terms of visa, there's a kind of visa that is family reunion and things like that. Where some have even exploited it, they bring their friends, it becomes a way to traffic people. You bring your friends or your younger sister and say, yeah, she's your wife, and so on and so forth. And then, of course, it leads us to see changes in identity, gender identity, social and power relations, which we've been discussing. And lastly, I think that with the increasing feminization of migration, we also see women as subjects of change. It gives voices to women, but at the same time recognizing their agency, which has been largely undermined in the whole discourse of migration. So I would like to end there. Thank you for listening.
Pretty much, she's possible, and I'm not sure I'm saying that I'm going to